It's the Digito Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys. Noah, I'll let you kick us off today.
All right. So for all you people out there that like to cloud watch and do things like that, I used to do that when I was younger with an ex-girlfriend of mine. Actually, we'd go out and check out the forms of the clouds, try and make them seem like different shapes, things like that. Got to have a thing kind of like that. So did you know that the average cumulus cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds?
Holy cow, a million?
1.1 million pounds. That's just the average, not even the big ones up there. The average cloud.
That is insane.
So, yeah, I mean, how do you measure a cloud, right? It's floating. And so what the U.S. National Center of Atmospheric Research actually did is that the average cumulus cloud is about 1 kilometer or 0.62 miles long and 1 kilometer tall. So it's also, if you convert that to like cubic stuff, it's a billion cubic meters in volume.
Okay.
And obviously clouds are made out of water. And so the water density of a cumulus cloud is about 0.5 grams, about a marble's worth per cubic. So that means that the average cloud, if you do the multiplication with the volume and the 0.5 grams, it is 500 million grams of water, which, if you were to weigh that much water, is 1.1 million pounds.
Wow.
The reason it floats is because the air beneath it is actually heavier. So even though the cloud's that heavy, I guess floats is the right answer. It literally like floats on air and just floats above the heavier air in the atmosphere. But it is actually 1.1 million pounds.
That's like hard to wrap your mind around. It's
right.
It's like you think if something is that big, it would just fall to the ground with gravity. But yeah, with the different pressure and whatnot. Wow, that is very interesting.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Weigh a whole lot. All right, well, here's mine. So do you know the phrase, don't mess with Texas?
Yes, of course.
So did you know that phrase was originally created to discourage road littering? Probably not.
No, I mean, I knew that, I mean, they're very strict about their littering laws. I live right next door to them. So,
yep.
But I didn't know that that's where it came from.
Yeah, so three decades ago, Texas had a huge trash problem. So there's trash piled up along its scenic and city roadways, and by the mid-1980s, the Texas Department of Transportation was spending nearly $20 million each year just in trash removal from just the highways alone. So in order to save money, the leaders decided to go with a series of public service announcements. Little did they know that this cleanliness campaign would become a huge thing called Don't Mess with Texas. So the iconic line was dreamed up by an Austin-based ad agency, and they launched it initially with bumper stickers deposited at truck stops and fast food restaurants. The first Don't Mess with Texas commercial aired at the 1986 Cotton Bowl, and it honed in on the Texans' love for their land, telling them that littering was not only a crime but an insult to the state's landscape. And the phrase, of course, soon became just a rallying cry for Texans, and everyone kind of got behind it and finally understood the importance of limiting littering. And within a year, the Texas DOT estimated that roadside litter had dropped by 29%.
Wow.
In just the first year. Yeah, and the ad campaign continued. There were celebrities like Willie Nelson, George Foreman, Leanne Rimes. They all got in on it, and they are all credited. The whole movement is credited with reducing highway trash in the state of Texas by 72% in its first 4 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've always heard the phrase, don't mess with Texas, and, of course, now it's larger than life and means a whole bunch of different things. But it was originally to
just
stop littering.
The littering. I mean, I don't know how often you've driven through Texas, but going through Texas, it is very a pretty state. There's not much trash everywhere, so I mean, 72% in 4 years, that's impressive.
That is impressive. Yeah, I've been to Texas twice, and, yeah, I mean, the highways are crystal, like, perfectly clean. And yeah.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. There you have it. All righty, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. See you guys tomorrow, 2:45 p.m.